This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, guys and gals, and other pals. Welcome to a little show called Two Guys Talking About Lettuce-Like Things. My name is Greg Benson.
It's just two guys talking about lettuce, talking about but we don't even do that. We don't talk much about lettuce. We don't talk about lettuce-like things.
Well,
occasionally we do.
Maybe today we should name all the things that are like lettuce but are not lettuce. And by the way,
okay. Nobody
knows who you are until you say your name. Nobody knows who the hell's talking now.
I don't, you know, I bet most people do know.
Yeah?
Most people who are listening now do know.
All right. So I'm Greg Benson. And just so you know, that's Shane Dawson, my co-host. It's a pleasure to have you here, Shane.
No.
As always.
I'm Craig Benzine. That's me.
Isn't it weird that if I make a reference now to Shane Dawson, like that's like he's such an OG YouTuber like us that... That just dates me. Like I cannot tell you. Besides Mr. Beast, I can't tell you like who's another really popular YouTuber now because I don't care anymore. I used to.
Yeah. I also think the idea of popular YouTuber is kind of going away. It's more about the content than it is about the personality.
It is, isn't it?
These days.
Yeah. It's more about like what viral. Video is just hot right now. What subject is hot? People watch all the.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even just what subject. There's a lot of YouTubers that are very popular, but they're popular because of like video essays they do, and topics they cover. Not so much sharing their life or being a person. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which
don't want to see people.
No. I mean that's exactly why I stopped being a person. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
People have had enough of this. I'm not going to be a person anymore.
Yeah. So what are you now?
That's for me to know and you to find out when you ask me.
Okay. So what are you now?
Oh, funny that you should ask. I was just discussing that with somebody else. I said, all you have to do is ask and then you'll get your answer.
Yeah, that was me.
That's the way life works, folks. You know, you can't find out the answers until you ask the questions. Hope we've all learned something today.
Yeah,
so, Craig,
what
have you been up to lately?
I've been editing a video, finishing up a video. Right after this, I'm going to make the thumbnail for the video and then put the video live on YouTube.
Wow. I saw the latest video. I mean, I didn't watch the video, but I saw the thumbnail of the video you put up with China a couple of weeks ago all about your impotency. And
no,
I thought that was very brave, how you're dealing with your biggest problem.
Now,
in your relationship,
one of two things happened here. Someone else made a video, a fake video about that, or you are making things up right now.
Well, no, I remember you have a video you put up like you know, what we're doing to deal with our biggest problem or something like that. It went up like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
I'm assuming it was about your impotency. And I got to say, very brave for you to share that publicly.
Why would you assume that?
I know it's a problem that you struggle with. At least
now, why do you think that?
Well, I'm assuming. I'm just assuming. Like, I don't know everything about you, Craig. I have to assume things based on the information that you share with the public.
It seems like a wild assumption to
It's pretty wild that you would share that with your public. I mean, personally,
it would be.
I mean,
it would
honestly,
be for...
if you're struggling with that, Craig, I would just keep it to yourself. You know,
I would.
All right. So for now, and you're going to keep it to yourself. Yeah, good.
Good.
He's going to keep it.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, ignore the fact that Craig is impotent and also incontinent.
Listen, if
these are two problems that he has.
I wouldn't share it publicly because that's personal stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. Well, I wish you the best of luck with
it. Also, if I were, I would probably just say so. If we were talking about it right now,
you know what?
I would be honest about it.
You know what? Maybe,
but
maybe,
I'm not.
Maybe
but
you
not.
And maybe you and your wife need to take a nice trip to Viagra Falls, if you know what I'm saying. You know, have you ever been there? I hear it's beautiful. They've got waterfalls there.
Mm-hmm. No, you
and everybody's got a boner.
Well, that might be true at Niagara Falls.
If you go to Viagra Falls, everybody's just standing there, men and women. Looking at the waterfalls with their big old boners.
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I never have. You know why? Because I have a fear of boners.
Okay, sure. Well, that's something you just made up. That's not what happens.
No, I really do have a fear of boners.
It might happen occasionally for some people.
Yeah,
but
I can't make that up. That's a real thing. I do have a fear of boners.
Oh, well, that's all. That's on like your own or like.
Just any boner. I don't know if you remember, but in the 1950s and 60s, Kermit Schaefer had a series of records called Pardon My Boner, and that's what they called bloopers back in the 50s and 60s. They called them boners.
Really?
And I have a fear of them.
Okay. So you have a fear of bloopers?
No, I have a fear of boners. Bloopers are fine.
Oh, okay. But you have a fear because they called them that in the 50s?
Yeah. I just have a fear of people calling bloopers boners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It's more of a phobia.
Niagara Falls is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you should go. And I don't think your fear is going to be a problem.
Do you remember at the beginning of the movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, when Steve Carell wakes up with a boner because he's 40 years old and he's a virgin? He wakes up with a boner and then he goes to the bathroom to pee and he pees straight up into his own face.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'd like to point out to all the women who may be confused by that, that can't actually happen. I don't think that you can pee with a full-on boner. A full-on, straight-up boner. I don't think that you can pee like that. And I want to
know.
I just because I don't think that women understand. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember when I
this
was
is,
in like
I, the. See, this is what happens when you don't plan an episode, Greg. This is what we talk about. Okay.
I remember when I was in the fourth grade. You remember Michelle in the fourth grade? She's very sweet. Michelle was bragging.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Michelle was bragging like that women are better than men because they can sit down when they pee. And I said, well, men can sit down when they pee. And she said, well, how? You'd have to bend it. See, I think she didn't understand that either. You know,
no, she didn't understand.
You don't have to bend it. Like it's like a penis is not always just sticking straight up.
No. Most of the time, it's not for most people.
Penis episode.
Oh, great. That's just great, Greg.
Let's just call this, I don't know if you've noticed this, most of the episodes that mention either my name or your name, just mention your name. Your name gets mentioned a lot in the title of the episode, so this episode is going to be called Craig Talks About His Penis.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I think we should, this is a Greg one. I can change it once
Greg
you send it.
Greg listens to Craig talk about his penis.
I can change the title. You know,
oh yeah, but you can't change it on Patreon, can you?
Well, that's fine. No one's listening on Patreon anyway.
What? Oh, you just insulted so many people. We have like 850,000 people supporting us on Patreon right now.
850,000?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. We're making over $1.5 million every month.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why am I not seeing that money? Why?
No, I mean, no, we're not making any money on Patreon. Sorry. No, I'll send you your $11. For this month. No, you just get $11 every month. That's all it's making is $11, and I send you all of it. Never mind about all the people. There's no people there. Never mind.
Wow, you don't even get any money? I get all.
No, you get all of it. You get it all.
Wow, you're so generous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We haven't had a sponsor in a while, actually.
Well, then go ahead and share. I'm sure you've gotten a sponsor for us this week. Go ahead and share who the sponsor is this week, Craig Benzene.
This week, we are sponsored by Niagara Falls. The water keeps falling. And you keep
ballin'. Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
The water keeps falling.
Because you are not at Niagara Falls. Get on the airplane and fly over to Niagara Falls and get wet.
I like that Niagara Falls has a slogan, the water keeps falling and you keep balling. I think if that was their slogan, so many more people would show up. Like, wait, what's happening in Niagara Falls?
yeah. It's so you're crying. Well, you're crying because you're not there, but once you see it, you're crying with emotion.
Yeah. Oh, ballin' like that. No, I thought it was B-A-L-L-I-N apostrophe. Ballin'.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is very different from bawling, you know, when you're crying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, what were you thinking then?
I'm thinking ballin'. B-A-L-L-I-N apostrophe.
Like what? Playing basketball? Or being a baller?
I mean, isn't ballin' a reference to sex? Having sex?
Yes, I guess so.
All right, now I have to look it up.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look the schniz up. Here we go.
Okay.
Ballin' meaning. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It is a term often heard as slang, especially in the Black community. It means to live with affluence, to have wealth. All right, so
that's
it's not
what
a
I
sex
thought,
thing.
Like being a baller. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a sex thing.
Well, you think everything's a sex thing, Greg.
Well, because a lot of people say to me, "Hey Greg, look at you, you're ballin'," and usually they say that to me while I'm having sex.
Okay. So
yeah. And I'm like, "Hey, get out of my room, stranger."
Okay, why are there strangers? Why is so many
that's
strangers?
That's what I want to know. Why are there so many strangers in my room when
first,
I'm trying to have sex?
At first I was assuming you were having sex in public.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. I'm in my own bedroom. And
you should lock your front door. Do you lock your front door?
That would be step one. I should probably do that. Yeah.
Okay.
I should take that sign off the front door. Come on upstairs. Having sex up there. I'm balling, is what I say.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. And they're probably like, huh.
Huh.
He's living in affluence upstairs. Yeah.
Well,
you have to
be affluent to have a two-story home.
Yeah, that's true.
Your home is a two-story home.
That's right. My office is in the basement. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is the third episode we've done where I've moved my office around and I'm in a different place and you have yet to say anything about it.
Because I can't really see much behind you, but you've moved your office around. You've changed things around. What did you do today, Craig? This time,
I didn't do anything. I changed it like three or like a month ago.
Yeah. What did you do a month ago this time today?
Well, we added a couch and a TV into the office here.
Whoa. Addition. Wow. Do you ever take a nap on that sofa?
There's a TV. Not yet, but it is a fold out.
And did you just think, like, you know what? We really need a TV in the basement.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, so that I can watch. It's a little man cave, Greg. I have my little man cave.
Yeah?
You understand?
Do you drink beer down there?
I could. Yeah, I could. Because I don't have a fridge down here, though.
I think men drink beer in a man cave.
Yeah, I do. We do have beer. China actually got me a beer advent calendar.
Whoa. So you open it up and it's got another beer in it?
Yes.
And just open up a little paper door and beer just dribbles out? Like a little bit of beer dribbles out?
No.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it would if that's what it were the case. But a full can of it, actually.
That's like a huge advent calendar.
Yeah. You want me to show you?
Well, yeah, it sounds enormous. Go grab
it. Okay, I will.
All right.
It's in the garage because it's we're in Wisconsin, so that's the way to keep it cold.
Great. Well, meanwhile, I'll talk to the people. I'll tell them a secret.
Okay.
Okay. So, guys, I want to tell you a secret that I've never told anybody. When I was 11 years old, killed a goat with a shrimp fork. And let me tell you something. If you have ever tried that, when you have the strength of an 11-year-old is, first of all, is you're not that strong yet, and goats are tough, and a shrimp fork is tiny. It's difficult. It is not easy, but I did it, and I'm proud of it. Okay, all right, Craig's back.
What are you proud of?
You'll have to listen later. It's a secret that I shared with our people who are only here to listen. All right, Oh my God, a beer advent calendar. Oh my God, you really do open up a little paper door and there's another beer inside. Did you already open today's?
And it's a tall boy. No. I'm also behind because she gave it to me like 4 days ago.
Okay.
So I'm on five.
Great. Well, you are behind. Oh my God.
I mean, that's probably the healthy choice instead of trying to catch up.
Oh my God.
I'd have to drink 10 beers today.
Oh, is the rule that you have to actually drink them when you open it?
Well,
you can just pull them out and put them in your fridge.
I suppose I could do that, but.
Well, okay. Right. What'd you get today? What's day five?
These are all German beers. So it's like they're beers
I've
never heard
beers.
Of. Your German beers. Whoa. Hey, man.
I know you are, though.
Hey.
You are.
I am not. I'm a person.
No. You're plural German beers.
I am one singular person.
Okay. I mean, that's what you think. Everybody else thinks that you're German beers. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you other
than
you
don't.
Why would
they think that?
That's
why
just that's the essence that you give off to people.
I mean, I guess I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Hey, did you see the new video by that guy who's German beers? Oh, you mean Craig Benzine? That's what people say.
Okay. It's, Eric Koenig Hell.
Oh yeah, I saw that movie. It's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So scary.
What was it about? What was it about?
It's about this guy, Eric, and he goes to hell on an egg.
Okay.
Eric on egg hell.
So, sounds stupid. Okay.
Hey, I sound stupid. No, I'm plural beers. I think that sounds stupid. Look at me. I'm plural beers.
I'm going to refrain from opening this right now.
Okay.
Because it's 11:23 here. So.
Oh, yeah. You wait till 11:25? That's when you start drinking? All right.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Listen, I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people who listen here probably like, what's the deal? I start drinking at 9:30 in the morning. Okay, that's fine for you. But guess what? You're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
The end.
The end. You might not be. What if that's their only drink they have all day? That might not be. That's not.
Well, no, that's true. That's the only drink they have all day. It's like, you know what? I just like a glass of wine with my eggs. If that's what people like, then that's fine. That's just fine. And I'm not going to judge. You know,
no.
I'm not going to judge. I mean, listen, I have my eggs with what I do is I take some bread. I put them in the toaster and I turn the toaster on and it gets real hot and makes the outside sort of warm and crispy. And then that way you can spread some butter or margarine on
toast.
It. And
you toasted your bread.
Topes.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the thing that you put the bread in, the toaster?
Mm. Yep.
That's what you said?
It makes it hot and crunchy. I call it hot, crunchy bread.
You're making toast.
Topes?
It's part of the word toaster.
T-O-P-E-S? Let me look this up. Hang on a second.
Think of the thing that you put it in.
What's
the thing you put it in?
I got to look this up. Just a second.
What is the thing you put it in?
T-O-P-E-S.
Greg,
Topes.
You're refusing to
drink
to
alcohol to
my
excess,
advice,
especially on a regular basis. Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. Tope means, and that's archaic, means you're drinking alcohol to excess, especially on a regular basis. That's why you're talking crazy right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
me?
You for,
Wait, you're saying that's what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're talking crazy.
I'm drinking alcohol to excess?
Well, you got one right there in your hand. It's like 9:30 in the morning.
It's unopened.
It's 9:25 in the morning.
You have been part of this the series of events that have led to me holding this.
Craig, look, let me just say this. Look, I'm not a magician. I don't know how you do your tricks, how you drink your beer without opening it. I'm no magician. Uh-huh. All I do, I watch your videos and I'm like, I don't know how he does it. He doesn't give away his tricks, but it is amazing that he's able to drink a beer at 9:25 in the morning without even opening it. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah. Because that's not what's what give you the impression that I'm drinking?
I'm just saying I'm impressed. Good work.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Hey, I've got some news. This is at first I'm going to share this only with the people who are watching the video on YouTube.
Okay.
I got some news.
How are you going to do that?
I went to a doctor yesterday and the doctor did this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, don't tell the people who are listening. It's something that is only going to be revealed to the people who are watching the video on YouTube.
Oh, we're not going to tell them at all, the people
no,
listening?
No, no, we're not going to tell them.
Why?
You know what we'll do? We'll tell the Patreon peeps in a few minutes. When it's time for that, we'll tell them.
Okay,
so if you guys listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever.
Is this just a way to get people to watch more of our video, more to the video version?
No, it's just a way to irritate people because it's Christmas time and everybody's so happy. And like people, every once in a while, they need a little irritation to remind them that life is full of ups and downs and highs and lows. You know, you can't have all highs and all ups.
I think everyone knows that, Greg.
I mean, you can't just live your life going like, I live a life of highs and ups.
No, you know? I think everyone knows that, and you can just let them have a good time during the holidays. That's what it's for.
I want them to have a good time, but I also want them to be grounded in reality. It's important to me.
A good time during the holidays is part of reality.
Yeah.
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 All right. All right, Craig.
Oh, Greg, what are your holiday plans? What are you going to do?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that. very funny.
Yeah, it's funny that I asked that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that funny?
I don't know. So, it's okay. Listen, I'm going to pretend like I'm a person who can have an actual conversation with a friend. All right? I'm going to play that character for a moment.
Okay,
Here's my character of a guy having a normal conversation with a friend. Oh, hey, you want to know what I'm doing this? The holidays, we're going to celebrate Christmas here in the house. Then we're going to do a little traveling. We're going to see some people and have some fun.
That's very, very vague.
Well, it's going to be vague traveling.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
We're going to go some places and it's going to...
How are you going to celebrate... How do you celebrate here? Where you're at your house?
Well, we do celebratory things, usually in the living room, sometimes in the kitchen, sometimes in the dining area, and we'll enjoy each other. You know, we love to enjoy each other.
Okay.
And by that I mean each other's company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's implied. Sure.
Yeah. 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 Things might get emotional. Things might get non-emotional. I mean, we're really going to run the gamut.
Okay. All right.
How about you, Craig? What are you doing this Christmas season?
Pretty similar, actually. Mm-hmm. We get up, we open presents.
Hang on. Tell me more about this getting up.
So you lay down in bed.
Right. I love that. I love doing that.
You do that?
Oh my God!
Do that every night.
You know,
right?
I do it every single night.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm addicted to laying down, but I feel the need to do it every single night.
Yeah, every human requires sleep.
All right.
It requires sleep.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Not every human, but sure.
Yeah, every human requires
sleep. Not everybody. Come on. Don't generalize.
No, they've done experiments on sleep deprivation, and it leads to very bad things.
Uh-huh. I have a sleep deprivation tank. That I use, you get in it, you float in water, and then it just flashes a bunch of lights and plays really loud music, and it jostles you around a lot.
You have that?
Yeah, it's called a sleep deprivation tank.
Why?
It's horrible. It's torturous. If you get in there when you're really tired and you stay in there for like 12 hours, oh my God, you've never been so miserable. You know what? I ask myself that every time I get into that sleep deprivation tank. I really
do. How often do you do it?
Daily. I do it daily.
So every night?
Yeah.
So you don't
Yeah.
You don't sleep, really.
Well, I do. I mean, yeah, I do.
Horrible sleep.
I find that it's terrible. But I don't recommend it to anybody. And they were expensive too. Those things were expensive. It's got a lot of electronics.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole tank. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't recommend that.
I don't. Yeah. Don't stop doing it, first of all. Stop.
Okay. All right. Keep telling me about your Christmas plans, because so far this is fascinating.
Well, you go to bed, and then you... I stayed in bed. My bedtimes are not... Like, I don't sleep very long. I'm not a very good sleeper.
How long do you sleep?
I don't sleep long enough.
Yeah. What do you sleep, like 11, 12 hours?
No. Somewhere 14? In between, I mean, on average, probably like 5 to 6.
in yeah. the night. I'm usually about a six. Nap later. I'm a 6 hour sleeper. I think that's, you know, yeah. you listen, you get to our age, you know, you and me, we're in our 60s. You know, you get to our age yeah. and it's just, you don't sleep as much as you used
to. I'm 43, but.
All right. I'm 43. Yeah, I'm 43 too. You know, look at me. We're 43.
No, Greg, I really am 43.
Yeah, I really am 43 too.
No, Greg, the tone of your voice suggests all right. that you all are right, being all right, sarcastic.
All right, enough of the lies, Craig. Let's go on to the Patreon-only bonus section, which starts right now. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section, which revealed many secrets.
It did. Like, what happened that you revealed visually earlier in the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I talked all about it in dramatic detail.
Yeah, too much detail. And this was one of the best Patreon-only sections I think I've ever been a part of.
It was fantastic, and I recommend...
Not just in this podcast, but in any podcast.
In any podcast. And here's what I recommend. Yeah. Look, it's Christmas time. It's the time of giving, and I recommend that you all give us $3 by joining our Patreon. It's just going to make you feel better, and it's going to make your life better.
That's not really how it works, Greg. You
yeah, know, no, it's the time of giving. So they need to give us $3 because it's the time of giving.
Others give to you. That's
yeah,
not.
I know. We are giving them bonus content on Patreon. We give that to them, and in exchange, they give us $3.
That's just commerce. That's just capitalism.
Just $3. It's like people are probably walking around going like, oh, what the fuck is this thing in my pocket that's bugging me? Ah, shit, it's $3. I got to get rid of this. And this is how you do it. You're like, ah, got to get rid of this $3.
That is honestly how I feel when I have cash in my pocket. Because I don't
wadded up $1 bills.
I don't usually use cash.
Guys, all you have to do, take those $1 bills out of your pocket, feed them into the cash feeder in your PC or Mac or Unix
they don't have cash feeders.
There's a cash feeder there. Feed it right in, and then it says, where do you want this to go? And in the first option is usually, do you want this to go to the Lettuce Podcast by Lettuce Boys?
No. You know what? Here's what you do. You take your $3, spend it on something else, just something small. Huh. Don't even... That $3 in cash in your pocket, that doesn't really matter to us. Just spend use it on a card.
I know what you're going to say. Spend it on something small. Mail it to us at P.O. Box Lettuce, Missouri. And the zip code is Lettuce.
Yeah, it is weird how lettuce-oriented that address is.
It was amazing that
we could find it.
Yeah, the only place we could get one like that was in Missouri, which is a pain because neither of us live anywhere near Missouri. And we don't want to have to go over there to pick up whatever you're going to send us. It's not worth it.
I mean,
bought us a little $3 thing and you mailed it to us. You expect us to go all the way to Missouri to pick it up? I mean,
some cheap crap. Yeah,
that's presumptuous of you, listener. That is presumptuous. Yeah.
Greg, how about this?
Yes.
How about we just encourage people to buy gifts for the loved ones in their lives. Mm-hmm. And
the loved ones can send them to us.
No, no. It has nothing to do with us getting anything. Uh-huh. It's just about giving.
Yeah, right, so like they can give someone like a gift membership to our Patreon. They could like prepay for a whole year of our Patreon and give it as a gift. I mean, there's no greater gift.
That is definitely an option.
Yeah,
but you don't have to single that out as the option than
the Let Us Patreon to your loved ones. They're going to be like, oh my God, he or she or they really do love me.
Greg.
Yes?
It sounds like you're not partaking in the holiday spirit here.
Yeah, I am. Because it's all about giving. Giving to us.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Give as much to us as possible because this is the holiday season. And if
you're encouraging people to give to you, what you're doing is taking.
Yeah. No. I'm encouraging giving because the spirit of giving.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's so that you can take.
And I am giving people advice. So that's more giving.
Okay.
Giving them gift ideas.
For you. Gift ideas for you and me.
That's correct. I know, because it's the holiday season, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody loves the spirit of the holidays.
Listen, listener.
Yeah,
I mean, if you wanted to gift us, that not just you, everyone.
Okay.
If you wanted to give us something, that would be great.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. That's great. Just stop there.
I am not.
That's stop there. Just enough. Don't say the next part. The next part's not important.
All right. It's a time of giving, Greg. It's a time of cheer, getting and happiness and getting along with each other.
I know.
And appreciating the people in your life.
I know. And what makes us happier than receiving $3? I can't think of anything that would make us happier, you know?
So that's
Christmas cheer for us.
I can think of things that would make me happier.
What,
$4?
Now you're just being greedy.
I mean, that would make me happier.
I mean, you're frankly just being greedy, and I think you should be happy with what you're given, and that's $3.
Okay.
You should be happier. Okay?
Okay. I understand. Yeah. I mean, my life does not really, believe it or not, this podcast is not my career.
It's mine. Yeah. This is all I'm making.
I would even go as far. Oh, that's sad. But yeah. I would even go as far as to say that I don't even do this for the money. I'm not even thinking about the money.
Oh, see, I do. Yeah, I do it just for the money. But most of it comes from sponsorships.
Okay. See, that's the thing. I don't see that money. So, why am I doing this? is a good question.
Yeah. I don't know. But speaking of sponsorships, this episode, we just got a new sponsor. It just came through. This episode is sponsored by Kevin Costner's Castor Oil. Do you like castor oil? Well, then why not get Kevin Costner's Castor Oil? He was in Dances with Wolves. That's Kevin Costner's Castor Oil. Available.
Wait, you're forgetting a good talking point here. He's currently in
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, that's it. Yeah.
I have no idea what he's currently in.
Oh, but you said Yellowstone. So
I don't think I did.
Oh, but you did. There's a recording of it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's any way you can prove that.
It's amazing what you don't know that you know. It's amazing. Do you think Kevin Costner decided to get into the castor oil business just because it sounded like his name? And do you think that
Costner? Caster, probably.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I realize that I've been a little ridiculous this morning because, frankly, I have had way too much of Kevin Costner's castor oil this morning. I don't even know if you're supposed to drink that stuff straight.
You're not.
Yeah,
no, you're not.
I don't think you are supposed to. But it makes me feel weird and buzzy, like I'm buzzing right now.
Okay, but it'll probably make you feel worse. Later.
Will it?
I imagine.
I don't know. I don't even really know what castor oil is. I'm just like, all right. I mean, the sponsor, whenever we get a sponsor, they just send us a case of whatever we're advertising.
Yeah, and you eat it, whatever it is?
Whatever it is. I consume it, you know?
Oh, that you don't do that.
I'm not going to advertise something.
Can I get some of the money? How much did they pay for this?
For $1.7 million, and no, you cannot, because did you drink a whole case full of castor oil?
No one asked you to do that.
Well, that's what the money's for. So if you don't drink a case of castor oil, I'm not going to give you $1.7 million.
That is not, they didn't say, we'll give you $1.7 million if you drink a case of this. No, they said,
actually, they did.
Talk about actually, this on the podcast.
Kevin Costner called me up personally and he said, hey, this is Kevin James.
He pretended to be Kevin James on the phone?
That's his middle name.
Kevin James
Costner.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, all right. Hey, this is Kevin James.
That seems very misleading.
This is Kevin James, the actor from King of Queens.
That's very misleading.
That's his full middle name. Kevin James, the actor from King of Queens Costner.
Now, has that always been his middle name since birth?
Since birth. And no one understood what it meant until like the 90s.
Yeah.
And people are like, okay, I get it.
But did he get it before the 90s?
He never understood it either. And then all of a sudden, the show King of Queens came about, and he's like, okay, I see. Some names are just ahead of their time.
Okay, all right. Anyway, he probably shouldn't refer to himself that way, even if that is his middle name, because it's very misleading.
Is it? I don't think so.
I don't think
it is.
So you knew you were talking to Kevin Costner?
Do you think anyone ever had the last name Leading, and then if there was a young lady, she would tell people that she's Miss Leading?
That might be possible. Yeah,
I think that's possible.
Yeah,
Miss Leading. Yeah. If she's like a teacher, oh, excuse me, Miss Leading, I have a question, Miss Leading. Mm-hmm. Why is your question misleading? No. I'm talking to you, Miss Leading. Well, why are you talking to me in a misleading way? I don't understand.
Yes, I'm sure that whole scenario happened. But do you think someone's last name was pronunciation and they were mispronunciation?
Well, that's ridiculous. Who would have the last name pronunciation? I mean, Leading, I could see, would be actually a person's name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you see Kevin James or James from King of Queens as a middle name? You think you could?
Yeah, that's very common.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Anyway, Kevin Costner called you up and he said, drink a bunch of castor oil and I will give you $1.7 million.
Actually, what he said was, I'm going to send you a case full of castor oil. Do not consume it. It's not for human consumption.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I know what you really mean. Wink, wink.
Did he wink back?
Yeah, he did.
You don't know that.
I mean, I'm assuming he did, you know?
Okay.
I'm just, you know, you have to assume from time to time.
I don't even think this was Kevin Costner or Kevin James. I think you've been scammed, sir. For some reason, I don't know what the scam is.
This is a common scam, and you know, you read about these kind of scams in AARP magazine, and they say, hey, retirees, look out. If someone calls you up and they say that they are Kevin James and or Kevin Costner, do not drink that case of castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because before you know it, bam, your savings account's been emptied.
Now, do you get AARP magazine?
Of course I do. Everybody
does.
So
are you retired?
Oh, my God. Absolutely I am. This is all I do.
But you audition for things.
Right. I also do that.
As an actor.
I also do that. And I do Twitch streams and occasionally make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I'm one of the busiest retirees I know. Also, I'm not of retirement age.
Okay, so, but you get the AARP magazine.
Well, yeah. You join AARP for the 15% Denny's discount.
Okay, you get that even if you're not a retiree?
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Okay.
And you'll discover this also. When you are nearing your 50th birthday, you will just magically start getting mail from AARP magazine. And so what I did was I turned 50 11 months before Kim turns 50. Yes, I married a younger woman.
Okay.
Scandal. So what I decided to do for her 50th birthday was I got her a gift subscription to AARP because that's hilarious. Also, it costs like, I don't know, $15 or something for a year or 3 years or whatever. It's very cheap to join AARP.
See, this is why you're asking for $3 from everybody.
Yeah, to cover the AARP annual membership. Yeah. So I got her that as a joke. But the funny thing is that when you sign up, it also says family members get a membership also. And so you enter your family members' names. And so I entered my name. And so now I also am an AARP member. So I kind of the joke was on me as well.
Well, That's good. You're sharing in the joke. That's good, right?
And here's the cool thing. You get AARP magazine. It comes out every month, and it's got, like, this month it has Ringo Starr on it. One of the Beatles. It's got people that, like, Steve Martin will be on the cover, and Martin Short, and all these other people. And you're like, oh, hey, this one's all about Meryl Streep or De Niro. And then you're like, oh, this is kind of, yes, I want to read the article about them.
Yeah. AARP must have a lot of money.
With all the people who are giving them $15 a year, absolutely. And yep. And all you have to, and all they have to do is send them a magazine every month and a free tote bag.
You get a tote bag?
Yeah, you get a tote bag.
Every month? It seems like too many bags.
You get 100 tote bags a month.
That's that is far too many bags, Greg.
I know,
far
I don't know
too
what to
many.
Do them. They just go right in recycling. And they're not recyclable. I just put them right in their recycle bin.
Oh, no, Greg, they're cloth, right?
I think there's some sort of fulfillment error going on, because they only send me one tote bag, but I get over 100 a month.
That's far too many.
every day,
like something's wrong. I
every
think you
day,
should contact
three
them.
Or four tote bags arrive in the mail.
I think you should contact them, Greg. You should.
For a while, what I was doing was I would save a tote bag, and then I'd put all the tote bags that I get in that tote bag so that I can carry around all my tote bags.
Yeah, but you don't need to carry them if you don't need
the bag. Really don't. You really don't. Yeah. But you can fit a good 14 to 16 tote bags inside one tote bag.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Tote bagception, as the kids used to say.
And that's
you hear my dog barking.
Yes, I do. Your feet must be really tired.
I was gonna preempt your feet joke, but I was too slow.
I'm just glad that we have a title now for this episode, because tote bagception is going to get everybody to listen. They're all going to be like, "Oh my God, are they going to talk about tote bagception?"
Do we need to update it because Christopher Nolan has made several movies since Inception. Should we call it Tote Bagheimer? Or
let's just call it Christopher Nolan's Tote Bag Extravaganza.
Okay, let's just stick with Tote Bagception, I think. That's probably
too late.
Oh, okay. All right.
Too bad. Too late. I have already changed it to Christopher Nolan's Tote Bag Extravaganza.
Top five Christopher Nolan movies. Go.
I didn't really like any of them. The end.
None of them.
Well, here's the thing. I don't care for his Batman movie.
His three Batman movies?
Yeah, whatever. They're all the same.
Well,
Batman fights bad guys, right? What's the one where Batman fights bad guys? Oh, all of them. Okay, they're all the same.
Okay.
You know why I don't care for Christopher Nolan movies? There's two reasons. One, they're too long. Two, you can't hear the fucking dialogue.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of his movies. I like The Dark Knight. And Tenet was ridiculous, and it was an abomination of film, Greg. I did not like it at all.
Here's the deal. Kim and I,
Oppenheimer was great. I thought Oppenheimer was great.
Kim and I sat down last year or earlier, beginning of this year or something, and we put on Tenet to start to watch it. And we watched like the first 5 minutes, and we were like, nah, I don't feel like watching this.
You made the right choice. You made the right choice for that one.
Yeah. Most of us,
I think Oppenheimer is his best movie. It's 3 hours, but
is that right?
It's good.
Mm-hmm. So it's two movies, basically. It's Oppenheimer Part 1 and Oppenheimer Part 2.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oppenheimer Part 2, The Dark Knight.
I might check it out. You know, listen, it's screener season, and Kim and I are getting movie screeners, and now they're all digital, so we can't loan DVDs to friends like we never did before, because that's against the rules. We never did that.
Exactly. Of course.
But now we have our friends over. We charge them admission to watch movies in our home.
Okay, that's
also against the rules. We don't do that either.
Okay.
But if any of you are interested, tickets are $25 a person.
Okay, but you don't do that.
We do not do that. Yeah, and we don't accept cash, only marshmallows. $25 of marshmallows. We got so many marshmallows.
Okay, that's, yeah.
We ended up throwing them all away. No one can eat that many marshmallows.
Yeah, seems wasteful.
Did you know that Trader Joe's right now has peppermint-flavored marshmallows?
Ooh.
I know, try them in your hot cocoa. So good. Anyway, so we've just
started
watching.
What about Killers of the Flower Moon? Did you watch that?
Have not seen that one yet, but last night we watched Past Lives.
I've heard good things.
It was a lovely movie. Lovely, good. Heartbreaking movie. Just beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
I will
really
watch
enjoyed it.
It.
And the other night
Flower
we watched
Moon was great.
And the other night we watched another movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was it a talkie?
It was a talkie. Yeah, one of these newfangled talkies. It was in color.
Okay.
Talkie
color.
And everything.
Okay.
Actually, the weird thing is, I was going to say it was widescreen. It wasn't. The movie that we watched, it was, you know, sometimes they make new movies and they crop them in 4:3.
Mm-hmm. I just watched one that was cropped. It might be the same one.
What'd you watch?
Argentina 1985.
I have seen that. That we saw that last year. That was one of the screeners last year. I thought that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Really
loved
well
it.
Done.
Which one did you watch now that you're refusing to say?
I can't remember.
That's what I thought.
We watched a movie, and it was very good, and I can't remember what it was.
Guess what? The cord on my headphones came out, and I know what you said, but I didn't hear it. And I don't hear what you're saying right now. Okay.
Now you hear me? Okay.
Now it's back. Okay. Yeah. You don't remember the movie. It's a new movie.
Yeah. It's one of these new movies. We've watched three so far. One of them was the Tommy Lee Jones, Jamie Foxx courtroom drama, whatever that's called. And that was pretty good.
Don't know.
Yeah. There's a new Tommy Lee Jones, Jamie Foxx courtroom drama. It's called the Jamie Foxx courtroom drama. Yeah. That's the name of it. And I can't remember the name, but it's called The Burial. That's what it is. The Burial. And it was good.
The Burial.
It was very good. And then we watched another one that I can't remember. But I'm sure that as soon as we stop this episode, I'll remember it.
Okay. And then you'll forget to mention it later.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes.
That is correct.
I watched Vertigo.
Oh my God.
Last night.
I love Vertigo. I actually prefer Vertigo over Rear Window, but some people don't like the movie Vertigo.
Nope.
I think it is this beautiful, weird, creepy movie.
I liked Vertigo. I realized while watching it that I had never watched it all the way through before.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rear Window more. Yeah. And also, I'm going to spoil Vertigo right now for everybody. All
don't
right?
do that.
I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to spoil it right now. So everybody, if you don't want Vertigo spoiled,
yeah, turn off your TVs. Turn off your TVs if you don't want it spoiled.
Yeah. The plot is stupidly ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy. It's a crazy plot.
It's nonsense. Like his friend.
But
it doesn't ruin it necessarily.
Jimmy Stewart loses his mind. He just loses his mind.
That's true, which is interesting to watch.
Oh, it's so cool.
But the plot, his friend decided he had to kill his wife, and his plan was to hire a lookalike of his wife and convince Jimmy Stewart that the lookalike was being possessed by a dead woman.
I feel like these are spoilers. I feel like you're spoiling things for people right
this
now.
This is I did say.
I feel like
that
what you're doing is you're spoiling things, and you didn't even warn people that you're spoiling it.
Who would make this plan? The whole plan is so that Jimmy Stewart will witness her commit suicide and think that it's a real suicide instead of other guy killing his wife.
I mean, you're right. I mean, it's crazy, but also think about it. Like, who would put their cock on a hitch? I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's true, too.
Who
unrelated,
would do that?
But true. Yeah. That is.
Don't do that, guys. Don't put your cock
on
a hitch.
Yeah. This movie is the equivalent of putting your cock on a hitch.
Yeah.
That's like.
And so is this podcast. Which brings us to the end of another episode of Two Guys Talking About Putting Your Cock on a Hitch. My name is Greg Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine.
I'm talking about.
So you do realize that the movie's directed by Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, no.
Nothing to do with putting a cock on it.
Oh, no. That's it. No, how do you think he got his name? How do you think he got it? See? You got no explanation. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy holidays. We'll see you soon.
Happy holidays.